This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, do you remember my favourite show from the TV a few months ago? It was The Baby Mime Reader.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually here today. It's Derek Ogilvy. Hi, Derek.
How you doing, guys?
All right.
Good to see you.
Thanks for having me on.
Very good. Now, tell us what it is that you do, Derek, because your show has fascinated me.
Well, I telepathically connect with children.
So you can read the mind of babies?
Yep.
Now, Chappers has not been convinced about this, you may have heard, because I know you were listening, no.
I have been slightly sceptical, yeah.
Why are you sceptical?
Because some of the things that were played back to me, I would say... You could say are quite obvious things that kids would like. So, for example, there was one where a girl likes dressing up as a princess. Yeah.
And that's obviously something that I have to deal with when people are making criticism of what I do. Because if there's 40 things I say, obviously maybe 5 or 10 things will be running them out. Like your children likes wearing your shoes, or your children likes going into the wardrobe, or your child likes spaghetti, right? But the interesting thing is when I can tell a parent, you know, the number of their house, or a PIN code for their bank card, or, you know, the alarm code for their house, you know, stuff like that. That's when it gets really, really interesting for me. But the thing about the show is, it's about changing people's lives, and even though you may be skeptical, when you watch the show, we go on a journey, and these children who are not sleeping, not eating, you know, continually biting, kicking, hitting their parents, suddenly after seeing me after 2 or 3 occasions, you know, are no longer doing those things. You know, what about the little girl, Scott? Do you remember the little girl who wouldn't sit in a pram or wouldn't sit in the car seat? Now, I knew nothing of this. I'm just sitting in a room with her mother, and I said to Mum, look, your daughter's telling me she's got a problem with men. She doesn't, she sits in a pram that faces away from you. She's telling me that she kicks up a fuzz every time she sits in the pram. Mum said, my God, how do you know that? Yeah, that's correct. I said, go out, buy her a pram. She's telling me, buy her a pram that faces you, that's got a little, a little barrier around it, you know, the one, okay?
But I have to say, on the pram thing, when you have a child and you have a pram, it's the child obviously wants to see the parent.
How do you? Well, that's not
obvious. Because that makes them feel more
secure.
How
did I know, first of all, she looked away from her mother in the pram she was currently in, or at that point?
Well, then
and how did I
know
that she kicked up a stink all the time? How did I know she had problems sitting in the car? I'm not told by a production company. I'm certainly not told by Channel 5.
Now, if you've not seen this show on 5, Baby Mime Reader, this is what Derek does. This is him in action.
Because Madison is very, 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 very angry. She's saying, how can you put yourself up in a pedestal when you don't practice what you preach? Madison says she gets very hyper after drinking this drink. The second point she mentioned to me in your reading was about tidying up. Now, look, there's a place for everything, and everything should be in its place.
So the baby wants the parents to be a little bit tidier around the house.
I just love the clips that you seem to have taken from this show. They make me look really, really good, don't they?
It's one of my favourite shows, Derek.
I mean, come on, let's face it. You don't have to be psychic to go into a house that's really, well, let's face it, a bit higgledy-piggledy. I mean, and I'm being nice saying that, you know, and saying, the baby's telling me you need to tidy up. I mean, come on! Hey?
She was telling me about how she would like to have grapes and fruit drinks rather than eating crisps and biscuits.
Now, that is unusual from a baby, actually. I will give you that one.
Credibility is very, very important for me. And, you know, and I'm not a liar. And I can really, really do this. And because I am the real deal and I've got nothing to hide here. And but so I can appreciate you want to say, look, you're very sceptical. It's very easy to say, look, you've got a bank card, you're with X Bank, and your bank code is 4796, right? Because nobody can question that.
Mm-hmm.
But how does the child know? How is the child able to impart those numbers to you?
Because the child shows me Mum putting her finger on the keypad. So top left is 1. Bottom right is 9, middle is 5, top right is 3. So that's why I get shown, or I get shown the alarm code for the house. You know, because the child's in the pushchair, Mum pushes your child in, presses the button on the alarm
code. So you're seeing an image in the child's head?
Yes,
the child isn't actually saying to you 4726.
I'm getting a picture through the child's eyes. It's like a movie being played back to me, and I'm using my ability, the ability that I've gained over the years to understand what the messages are and transfer that to the parents in a way they'll understand.
See, that's
amazing. It's pictures and feelings I get.
Whilst you're looking at me now, talking to me or talking to Scott, do you know what's going on in our...
No, because I need to, there are parameters in which I work, so I need to go into a particular frame of reference. And I can't multitask, I can't do an interview and read a baby. Right. So when I'm doing shows like This Morning, or Rich and Judy, or Lorraine Kelly, or The Right Stuff, or whatever I'm doing, right? And, you know, normally we record me with the child before I go on and do the chat show, because I can't do two things at once. Right. I can't go into this crazy state of mind that I have to go into.
I'd love you to have read Judy's mind whilst Richard was interviewing you. That'd have been fantastic. I'd love to know what she thinks whenever Richard's doing an interview.
I wonder what she's thinking.
I reckon I know.
Hey, do you want to get a show on Five?
Now listen, Derek, if it's okay with you,
yeah.
Because Chappers is such a sceptic, we quite like to try and prove that you are the real deal today. Would it be okay if we could bring in an actual baby to the studio?
You've got one here?
Maybe. Would that be okay?
Let me see the baby.
Okay. Bring in the baby. Now, this is our friend Courtney's baby. Now, Courtney used to work at Radio 1.
Hello, Scott.
And this is Riley. Hi, Riley. Oh, it's waving.
It's Radio Riley.
Speak. Now, are you up for this, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
You're fine with it?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. How old is Riley?
He is nearly 14 months.
Okay, cool. And you can verify that you've never met this man before in your life, have you?
I think I'd remember.
Okay, Derek, whenever you're ready. Now, live on Radio 1, the baby mind reader attempts to read a baby's mind. Do whatever you have to do.
Yeah, yeah. Good to know
me. How are you doing? It's fine. Okay. So what I'm going to do just now is I'm going to look at the baby and I'm opening up so I'm letting the baby know that I can communicate with it. Okay?
Okay.
Do you want me just to talk out stuff?
Yes, yeah. Please, yeah.
Okay. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Look, thanks a lot. I want you to ignore your child and I want you to... okay, I'm not going to cold read because I don't cold read, but yeah. you might need to say yes and no answers only. I really don't want you to cross your legs because what that does is it blocks energy. That's fine. Okay. I want you to go back a month.
Okay.
Can you go back a month in your head?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want you to go back a month because your child's telling me, showing me pain in the bottom of the back here.
Okay.
So I want to know about a rash here or a problem down your lower part of the back around about 3 to 4 weeks ago.
He's had a lumbar puncture.
Oh, was it just here?
Yeah, it was near the lumbar puncture.
Okay, thank you. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's very good, yeah.
Okay, just stay with me.
Yeah.
So Derek has correctly told us that Riley had some problems with his back 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Why is he telling me about the pillows that were changed in the bed?
Because he got sick on them.
Thank you. He's also telling me the bed that he sleeps in,
yeah,
the pillows that were changed, that bed was moved.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because you moved it further away from the window.
Yeah.
Is that absolutely spot on?
Yeah.
Fine.
So Riley's pillows were changed recently and his bed was moved away from the window. So are you impressed now, Chappers?
Yeah. I'm astonished. Astonished.
Okay. Can you give me some words so he can eat them?
I love it.
So I just want to go over this. He's also telling me, do you know the teat in the bottle there?
Yes.
You changed the teat but went back to original teat because the teat that he didn't like and he used to push the bottle out of his mouth.
That's the other cup in
there. Is that absolutely spot on?
Yeah.
That's fine. Can I also say a couple of things to you? Can I get personal?
Yeah.
I know there's people here. Can I get really personal? I'm going to talk about body parts.
Oh, if you must.
Okay, can I tell you, you've had some issue with your breasts.
Yes.
And they've been bothering you.
Yeah.
And you've been talking about getting another bra.
Yeah, I have.
And you've been sharing it with your partner, but you've been doing it when your baby's...
Not the
bra. Please don't make a fool of this. Stay with me. You're writing down notes here?
Yeah.
Your baby's telling me you've been going on about the bra because you've been thinking about the change of bra because you want a bra that's either cut or pulls up the breasts a little bit because you've had a little bit of an issue with your breasts.
Yeah.
You've also had a nipple problem.
Not that.
Yes, there was a nipple problem you had when your baby was born.
Oh, when he was born, yeah.
Yes.
They were sorry.
Because to validate that, your child's telling me, do you remember a while ago you had a lump under your arm?
Yes.
Under here?
Yes.
Is that absolutely spot on?
Yeah, absolutely.
Five, blown you away?
Yes.
Unless I get too carried away, but...
No, come on.
That's amazing.
You have, seriously.
Right, are you going to say on air that I've blown your socks off?
You have absolutely astonished me, yeah.
You've been getting lower back pains.
Yes.
When you were pregnant,
you
also were getting shoulder pain on this side.
Yes, I was.
That nobody knows about. Because you weren't getting it there, you were getting it that side.
Mm.
And you didn't share that with anyone.
No.
Go back to the house you're in.
Yes.
Were you in that house when you got pregnant?
No.
Okay, go to the house you were in when you initially got pregnant or conceived your child.
Yeah.
That was the house you get the new carpet.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So then you get the new carpet?
Yeah.
Were you not about a month pregnant?
Yes.
Wow. This is amazing.
Yeah. Okay, it's okay. I won't share that with you. I'm not going to share that. What I get from you, it's fine. That's fine. I don't want to embarrass you. I'm just a child upset that you don't believe I can do what I can do. And I know you might think that's a cheap vibe thing at you, but it's not, okay? There's a lot of emotions coming from the child saying, I wish more people would believe in you, Derek. I wish more people would
all
believe.
Right.
Okay. So the child's telling me, when you were a month pregnant, when the child's still in your tummy,
yeah,
in the old flat, you got a new carpet.
Right, Courtney, come over here a bit. Come over here.
Yeah.
So how was that?
That's a bit weird.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you can say that you've never met that man before in your life?
No, and I don't really want to meet him again.
But your baby told him, through mind power, about his back, his pillows, his bed being moved, your boobs, and your carpet.
Yeah, it's... I don't know whether to believe him or not, but some of the things he got right were... I don't know how he'd know otherwise.
So it was all true?
I think so, yeah.
And there was no way that he could have known that?
Absolutely no way.
How do you feel? Are you quite amazed by it?
I'm amazed and a bit disturbed.
Chappers?
Right. I am truly astonished, seriously. Absolutely.
Are you?
Astonished. Yeah, I am.
Thank you very much, Derek, the baby mind reader, for coming in today.
Can I just mention something?
Yeah.
I've got a show at the Pavilion Theatre in Glasgow on the 7th of November.
Okay.
It's going to be a sellout. Please come. It's going to be amazing. Thanks.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1.